One of the nations on the migrants' path from North Korea to Thailand is also the focus of today's GeoQuiz. The country we'd like you to name today is one of the poorest in Southeast Asia. Its communist government has struggled economically since the collapse of the Soviet Union back in 1991. Earlier this year, it opened a stock market as part of a tentative move toward capitalism. One resource this country does have is tropical forests. They used to cover 70% of the land area back in the 1950s, but that forest cover is dwindling. Illegal logging is a big part of the problem. And according to a London-based environmental group, some of that illegally harvested wood is smuggled out through neighboring Vietnam. So which country in Southeast Asia are we talking about? The answer and a covert investigation into illicit logging coming up right after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. An environmental group is accusing the military in Vietnam of illegally smuggling raw timber from a neighboring country. The neighboring country is Laos, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. The group is called the Environmental Investigation Agency. It's based in London, and it has conducted an undercover investigation of illegal logging in Laos. The group's Julian Newman says that included a close examination of how logs are tagged by color and then transported from Laos to points across the border in Vietnam.
The logs are gathered together in log pile areas, storage areas, and then they're loaded on the trucks and they cross the border into Vietnam. And when we were looking on the Vietnam side, we saw logs with these very, very clear markings in the yellow labels, for example. And through speaking again to people on the border, we found out these trucks cross and then they either go to Da Nang port or they go to Quy Nhon port.
So the logs go from Laos, as you say, crossing the border to Vietnam, where they're then processed. What happens to them after that?
Well, exported mostly through agents and is moved up the coastline or down the coastline to the various factories, which are the buyers.
Does any of this timber end up here in the United States?
Almost certainly. The U.S. is the biggest single market for Vietnamese wood products. I think it's around about 30 or 35% of all the wood products exported from Vietnam will end up in the U.S.
But you can't say that all of the wood that's coming in here from Vietnam is illegally processed?
No, not at all. There's many different products made in Vietnam, and the majority of the industry sources its wood from legal sources. The problem in Vietnam is that it has closed its own forests for about 13, 14 years now, and there's only limited logging allowed. So they're very, very reliant on imports of wood. Now, most of these imports come from legal sources, but unfortunately, parts of the industry insist on using cheap timber, which is smuggled across from Laos.
I know that your organization, the Environmental Investigation Agency, is pointing the finger at the military in Vietnam as being involved in this. What kind of evidence do you have?
Well, the logs that we saw and we tracked all the way back to southern Laos all had this very distinctive green paint mark and this yellow tag. And the yellow tag, when we translated the words, were in Vietnamese. It translated as the Company of Economic Cooperation, Ministry of Defense. We were then able to track that company down and we approached them pretending to be log buyers. And we arranged to have a meeting with this company in Vinh City. And this is also the headquarters of what's called Military Command Zone 4. Which shows that this is a military-owned company.
Julian, we're talking about a huge business here, really big business. Is it something that you have asked U.S. importers, for instance, to try and recognize and deal with on this side as well, or are you dealing specifically with Vietnam?
We're looking very much to the market. The buyers of this timber, obviously, the people who are driving the demand, and there has been progress over the last few years, thankfully, on the subject of demand in the U.S. The U.S. led the way. And it is now a criminal offence to import timber that has proven to have been illegally logged. That's the first country in the world to do that.
But how do the importers know that the material's been illegally harvested?
Well, one of the requirements is that companies must state where their wood came from and the species involved. And part of our work is to sort of expose some of those high-risk wood species and some of those high-risk areas that we'd encourage some of these buyers to avoid.
Thank you for speaking with us, Julian Newman, Campaigns Director for the Environmental Investigation Agency. Thank you, Julian.
Thank you.